There's a song that's become an anthem of protest over violence perpetrated by the police against black people. Kendrick Lamar's All Right. The song pulls off kind of a balancing act. There is hope, there's despair, there's the ideal world, and then there's the real one. For our American Anthem series, here's Andrew Limbong.
In the summer of 2015, hundreds of black activists and organizers from all across the country gathered on the campus of Cleveland State University for a three-day conference called The Movement for Black Lives. This was the first opportunity for activists who might have only known each other by their Twitter handles to finally meet face-to-face. It was heavy stuff. Sandra Bland, a black woman, was just found dead in a Texas jail cell, arrested after a traffic stop. The latest in a long list of names that have become synonymous with police violence against black people. Michael Brown, Tamir Rice, Freddie Gray. During a break, someone put on Kendrick Lamar's All Right.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I'll be looking at you from the face down.
Reverend Baltrina Middleton, a youth minister who helped organize the meeting, says it was cathartic, helped release some of the tension in the air.
And when he said, we're going to be all right, the whole auditorium just broke loose.
My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gonna be all right. We gonna be all right.
It was a celebratory moment of black love. We gonna be all
right. As the conference ended, people gathered outside with their hugs and kisses and goodbyes. At the same time, a bus was crossing the campus.
Yo, how old are you?
Inside the bus, a police officer was detaining a black 14-year-old suspected of drinking alcohol.
Are you drunk?
Stop requested.
Huh? No?
In surveillance and body cam tape released by the Cleveland Transit Police, you can see the cop take the kid off the bus, handcuff him. Remember, just a year earlier, in this same city, police shot and killed Tamir Rice, the 12-year-old boy who was playing with an airsoft gun outside a rec center. While Trina Middleton watched this all unfold.
I'm standing on the steps and all of a sudden it went from a crowd of folks saying goodbye to, oh, something's happening.
People start gathering around the scene, holding up their phones to record.
Our ultimate goal was to make sure that this young child was not criminalized, that this young child left the situation alive, and also that an adult who was accountable for that child was present.
The crowd grows, more police show up, bystanders become protesters.
That crowd is about 100 people.
Some of the people link arms around the police, and officer pepper sprays them. Finally, the 14-year-old's mother arrives. The police let him go. That's when the crowd starts to shout,
"We gon' be all right! We gon' be all right! We gon' be all right!"
All Right came out in 2015. It's hard to pinpoint the first time it was used at a protest, but here in Cleveland, what was earlier a song for celebration became something else.
It was a moment for that song to erupt and for it to form as a rallying cry or affirmation that not only are we going to be all right, but this work continues.
The balance between party song and protest music, uplift and aggression, self-doubt and confidence, it's all inside All Right. Kendrick Lamar told GQ in 2016 that when he first got the beat from producer Pharrell Williams, he couldn't quite figure out what he wanted to say.
The beat sounds fun, but it's something else inside of them chords that Pharrell put down.
Miles Marshall Lewis says these chords can sound like ghosts.
Maybe it's the ancestors who never received the justice they deserve.
He's the author of the upcoming book, Promise That You Will Sing About Me, The Power and Poetry of Kendrick Lamar. For him, it's not the We Gonna Be Alright part that reveals the whole song, but the lead into it. When Lamar says, when you know we've been hurt, been down before.
When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go?
Here's Lamar from the GQ interview again.
I wanted to approach it as a more uplifting, but aggressive, you know, not playing the victim, but still having that, we strong, yeah. You know?
In the song, Lamar makes explicit that he's talking about the police.
And we hate po-po when the killer's dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gonna be all right.
Miles Marshall Lewis says this is the duality of the black struggle. In the face of oppression and police violence, Kendrick is kneeling in front of a preacher, and he's got a gun, echoing nonviolence versus more militant options for freedom.
I mean, his gun might blow. I think what he means by that is he might get fed up. He might trade the Martin hat for the Malcolm hat, you know, and have to defend himself.
Videos of the song as a protest anthem spread online from D.C.
We gonna be all right.
To Los Angeles,
we gonna be all right.
a post-2016 election protest in front of Trump Tower in Chicago. Lamar told NPR in 2015 that All Right was inspired by the long history of Black oppression and defiance.
400 years ago, as slaves, you know, we prayed and sung joyful songs, you know, to keep our heads level-headed. And 400 years later, we still need that music to heal.
Reverend Waltrina Middleton, the minister from earlier, needed that healing. In June of 2015, a white nationalist shot and killed 9 Black people inside a church in Charleston, South Carolina, including DePayne Middleton Doctor, Waltrina Middleton's cousin. She said in the aftermath, she wanted to close herself off.
It's so easy to just say, you know, my cousin was murdered, I'm done, you know, F all of this, this isn't going to change anything, and walk away.
A sentiment reflected in All Right, in the contrast between the song's bright and optimistic chorus against the dark and self-critical verses. Kendrick Lamar says he can see evil and injustice, but even he can't help but not think about it and just cash his checks, powerless against the greater forces of oppression. It's not an uncommon feeling, says Devin Allen. He's a photographer from Baltimore, and he documented many of the protests, prayers, riots, and marches that happened after the death of Freddie Gray.
After the death of Freddie Gray, a lot of us were just stuck and lost.
He says many of his activist friends were distressed, suicidal even. But All Right helped them keep going.
For us, we were fighting like that whole year. We was protesting at least like once a week. And when you riding in the car to hop out on the front lines, that's where a lot of us was bumping.
There's a video he posted of his daughter dancing along to All Right while he sings. There's family around, party balloons floating in the background. Devin Allen says it's a song he has to believe in.
The moment I don't believe it's going to be all right, what am I fighting for?
At a protest or march, out in the public, All Right is a tool against police brutality, white supremacy, oppression. Behind closed doors, in your car, or at home with your kid mugging for the camera, it's an anthem of faith, hope, and endurance. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.